Hello and welcome to Lady Levin. It's Jilly.
Hi guys, it's Lo.
It's Greta.
We're really excited to kick off 2016 with everyone. We have a great show for you today. And yeah.
It's just the three of us today.
We have no guests because we feel like we just want to start the new year fresh.
Yeah, I agree.
Fresh with just the three of us.
Me too. This is how we started Lady Levin. I think it's like nice to come back, you know, in the new year and just, you know, like the original trio.
We have to get centered, you know, before we start inviting people to our house.
I know. It's nice having it just for the three of us.
Yeah.
It's funny. I feel like we haven't recorded a recorded a podcast with just the three of us since our first one.
Yeah, we spoke about cheaters.
Yeah, we did.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, the first podcast.
I know. Well, I'm really excited for the new year. What about you guys?
I am too. I'm like, New Year's are always weird, you know, because it's like all those like memes or whatever that you see when they're like 2015, 2016. What is that meme that you like, Jilly?
I gotta read it. Let me find it. Please hold.
It's like 2016 is just 2015-S.
No, it's like, imagine we're all waiting for 2016, but out comes 2015-S.
Yeah. I don't know. I always, like, want New Year's. I have a problem where, like, New Year's don't really feel like that much of a change to me. Like, birthdays don't really feel like that much of a change to me. You know, I think that for some people, it's, like, really impacts them. They really feel like a turning of a leaf or something.
Yeah, I'm feeling a turning of a new leaf this year.
I'm feeling a turning of a new leaf this year actually more than I felt ever.
Ditto.
Ditto for all of us. 2015 was a really interesting year. At the start of every year, I'm always like, this is going to be my best year yet.
I know.
Right? Everybody does that.
You go in with so much hope.
And then February 1st happens and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, the light is so bright. Yeah.
The light is so bright at the beginning of the year. But I don't know, like maybe we can all talk about our 2015s and some of like our personal highlights and lowlights and then, you know, what we're looking forward to next year. I think especially, you know, I love, you know, the podcast, the first week everybody goes back to work in January because everybody is feeling the exact same way that we do right now. You know, it's like you're reflective, you've set these goals for yourself and, you know, it's like the gym is packed right now.
I know, it's crazy. Like the gym is packed. Everyone is like doing all of this shit that they said that they wanted to do. It's so true how like everything just gets so intense, but then everyone like falls off in February.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Like how it goes
for sure.
Yeah, so my resolution is to not to have my resolutions last longer than a month.
That's good.
Yeah,
one of my New Year's resolutions is to open all of my mail.
God.
Wow. You know, I know. I have a bag of just like mail that I just like don't even want to deal with.
I have a bag. I have a full box of mail that I don't want to deal with. Honestly, I think mail is like, we should not like ignore mail as being a problem that is just like making our carbon footprint bigger.
I mean, I think that like with mail, it's like everything should just be emailed to you. Like I don't need, unless it's a check.
Like, yeah.
But money should also be emailed to me too.
But then I get nervous to throw shit away because I'm like, wait, am I going to for some reason need this like later on down the road?
I'm always just like, if I don't open this, like am I going to get arrested?
That's a good New Year's resolution, Lo.
The only one you really should be worried about is if the IRS sends you something. Then you're like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, I got a few of those.
Yeah,
that I just opened yesterday.
A couple of those. I have a couple of New Year's resolutions.
Let's hear them, Greta.
One is to, this is my New Year's resolution every year, and I really feel like 2015, I actually really did it, and it's a very general resolution, but it's just to work harder.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, I
just
want
to generally work harder toward my dreams.
I feel like work smarter, you know what I mean? Because like, you know, make sure that everything you're doing is like the right thing to like progress your life, you know?
And you know, I don't think that you necessarily know if everything that you're doing is the right thing, because I think a lot of the times you don't know till you try, you know what I mean?
Totally.
But I think it's just a matter of like actually trying and just like making it a point to actually just like do it, work hard, put yourself out there. another goal of mine is to just clean up after myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't have a problem with, like, dishes. I'm very tidy in the kitchen, very tidy in the bathroom. My issue, I have a clothes mess.
Yeah,
me I have, like, too. Coats everywhere. I have shoes. Shoes just litter my fucking apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, you do have a lot of shoes out. Maybe that's one. Put
I
your
know,
shoes
I'm a
away.
Shoe girl.
Oh, by the way, I have that dress that you lent me for that wedding on my bed.
Oh,
I was going to bring it to your house.
Just another thing to add to the pile. Shit at my house.
It's dry cleaned. It's been sitting in my closet for a while.
Thank you, Zoe. And then I think my last New Year's resolution is to just be less critical of myself.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know? I mean, like, that voice in your head that's always, like, attacking is not great. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Well, it just will prevent you from, like, being good to yourself and doing good shit.
Definitely.
So it's like I would rather just, like, try and take my time to, like, shut it down, be kinder to myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, love and to love everyone. I already love everyone.
Yeah, you
my
do.
Issue as a person is not ever, like, loving everyone. It's always my issue is loving myself.
Yeah
self-love, baby.
I think that those are all good things. I like a resolution. Well, I guess what I'm about to say is totally contradictory. I like a resolution that's broad like that, because it's like resolutions that are more like feelings, right? I think are easier to put into action instead of just like, I'm going to eat healthier, right? Like that's right. A fucking shitty resolution.
Yeah.
You either need to have a super specific resolution, like I'm going to stop eating, you know,
dairy
or whatever, versus I'm going to just eat healthier. Or it can be something like Greta's, you know, like I want to like treat myself with more kindness. Like that's something that I think is actually really doable, because it's about your frame of mind and the way that you're feeling.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think, I like your resolutions.
That's great.
I dig those.
I was, and I kind of want to do this. Maybe I'll do this. It's not too late to do it. But I was in this workout class, and this woman who was teaching it was talking about, like, goals. You know, it's so important to have goals for yourself. And what I do is I write a letter to myself about how I want the year to go and, like, goals that I set for myself and, like, my resolutions and whatever. And then I mail it to myself. And I write on the letter, do not open till 2017. Mm-hmm. And then she opens it at the end of the year. And she reads and see if she is actually, like, stuck to the shit that she's doing.
Right.
So I kind of thought that that was a cool idea, because I was like, maybe I'll do that. And then just... then you have that envelope that's just, like, sitting there kind of looking at you, like, checking you to make sure that you're doing the shit that you're supposed to be doing.
I have that in my notes on my iPhone. I always write down, like, what I want to work on. But I do that, like, every month. My thing about New Year's resolutions, it's, like, you should always, like, throughout the year be, like, working on yourself and not have it just be, like, this one, like, large pressure day that you feel like you need to change everything.
I think that people, though, really like – I think that people like to have, like, benchmarks.
I do.
You know, I think people like to be like, okay, well, I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want on Sunday, and then I'm going to start my diet on Monday, you know?
So I don't like that kind of shit. It's like, you have to start now if you actually want to change,
well,
like,
you know? The thing that I like about the turning over, like, into the new year is that, for me, you know, whether you've had, like, the greatest year ever or, like, the worst year ever, is that it's an opportunity to sort of, like, forgive yourself of, like, all the bad shit and, like, the stupid shit that you did. And just, like, I, for some reason, am able to make peace with, like, who I am and what I've done when the new year comes around. I don't know why, but, you know, moving into January, I really feel genuinely every year like I have a fresh start.
Yeah.
And I have the opportunity to do something new or to, you know, do something different.
I agree with that.
You know, be happy or whatever, right?
What are some of the things that you guys enjoyed and disliked in 2015? Big changes.
Well, I will say, you guys, that in 2015, and this is like a recent revelation of mine, all of a sudden I find myself to be a Justin Bieber fan.
Ugh.
Well, obviously.
He's dropping hit after hit.
Well, because Skrillex and Diplo produced that.
Like,
but also, I think that the whole world can join in on saying that they're all believers now.
100%.
And you know what? I fucking love him.
We're going to his concert, guys.
When? You guys are going out without me?
With you. No. No, all three of us. It's going to be it's a Lady Levin road trip, field trip.
When is he playing?
In May.
We don't know.
Oh, my God. May at MSG, I think.
Okay, May and MSG World.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Here's the thing. I want to make out with him. So,
he's sleeping with Kourtney Kardashian.
Do you think that's real?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But that's Greta, what I good read. Luck.
No, he's hot.
Good luck with that.
I mean, I'm down. I mean, you know what I'm not down for, though? His, like, long-ass t-shirts that he wears. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Those t-shirts that, like, goes to his knees, and then he has, like, drop crotch pants on.
That's,
and, like
the style for these young boys.
But it's, like, come on.
Days.
It's, like, get over it.
Have you still been sending him direct messages to his inbox on Instagram?
No. I need to start hitting his DMs harder.
Did you used to direct message Justin Bieber?
I DM anyone I want to fuck.
Well, first off, no one is responding to the DM. You need a new
way.
That's
not true. I get responses to my DMs.
Okay, well, Justin Bieber is not responding to your direct message DM.
I know that. I mean, imagine how many DMs he gets a day. He probably
gets
like
a million, I bet.
Yeah.
You guys, someone
like actually
literally a million.
Yeah. I feel like your comedy game really went to the next level.
I agree.
Yeah, I think I actually followed through with my resolutions from 2014.
Great, Greta.
My resolution last year was also work harder, and I started working harder, and it's been working.
Yeah. Great.
But also a lot of changes happened in 2015. My boyfriend and I broke up in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It was sad.
God, was that in 2015?
Yeah, we broke up in March of 2015.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that interesting when you think back about, like, the past year, like, how much has happened?
Yeah.
I met my boyfriend in 2015, and holy shit, now we live together.
I know.
Like, Life can really change in the span of 12 months.
Life can really change in the span of like a day, let alone 12 months.
Or a minute.
Literally. New York
just
minute.
A second.
Your God,
my 2015,
so right.
I think that I stepped
your 2015
up.
Has been great.
Yeah, I stepped up my writing game, so I'm really excited about that.
You got a show.
Yeah.
That's great.
Know. But my personal life in 2015... I should focus a little bit more on that, I think. I was very focused on work this past year,
mm-hmm.
and I think I need to take some time for myself, which is why, guys, I started doing yoga. I joined a yoga studio.
That's
yeah,
good.
I like that.
This is my first yoga classes I've taken in 10 years.
It's good.
How are you doing? Do you like it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I always work out a lot, so it's like, it's not... I mean, I need to be more flexible, but I do really like it because I feel like, I mean, they play music still, so
I
that's
love
chill.
Y7. It's a dope studio.
But, like, I don't know. I felt like all of the workouts I was doing, basically I felt like 2015 for me was, like, rush to this workout, go to this meeting, like, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. Like, all these, like, really quick, like, my schedule was back to back, and I didn't really like have time to relax, and like I didn't really see a change. I was working out every day, didn't really see a change in my body or like my health, and so like I feel like I 100% needed to like shift
your energy,
shift my focus, you know what I mean, and my energy, and also like do workouts that are better for like me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think that yoga is going to be really good.
I also just think it's like so like mind body is one, you
know,
and I think that if you're doing like anything, I think that if you're treating a workout like a punishment to yourself almost, or like you're treating food as your punishment, or like that's how you're viewing it in your head, nothing is gonna work for your body then.
Well, I was like talking to my nutritionist, and she was just sort of like, do you enjoy all of the workout classes you do? And I'm like, no, I just do them because I think that because I have to, you know what I mean? And she was like, well, why don't you find like an exercise that you enjoy? Because if you're not enjoying it, then it's like, what's the
it's
point?
Stupid.
One thing that I really want to do in 2016, guys, I really want to take like hip hop dance classes, but like for real, like I don't want to just like casually like go in with like 50 people and like, you know, do some like small routine. Like I really like want to learn like how to dance.
That's fun.
Like
do it, girl.
I really, 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 really do, because you know
dancing.
How much I love music, and like
I'll
I just like
you.
Really
want
to learn
fun.
How to dance.
Me and my friend Maria went to go do like a crazy 2-hour long hip hop class at Broadway Dance Center, and it was fucking insane. Mainly because there were a bunch of like 13-year-olds that were like twerking their asses so hard, and like Maria and I were like winded and dying in the corner, like
I
on the verge
like
of throwing up.
I want to get like private hip hop classes with like four friends
we
that don't
Nicole.
Know what they're doing.
Why don't we do it here in my living room?
I would love
I'm sure
that.
Nicole
That's like
would,
all I want to do.
Nicole would
for
teach
sure.
you some like sick choreography.
Yeah,
she
like I just
sure.
want to like learn how to like, you know, like
move your body.
Yeah.
I found this new app that is like a fitness food app that I guess I'm late to the party because this chick has 4 million Instagram followers. She's an Aussie named Kayla Itzine.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this. And everyone's talking about her.
I am doing her workouts and following her meal plans. And you guys, I'm like getting skinnier.
Great.
Really?
Everyone like says that, like, her, that it's like the best thing. But it's how, is like a 3-month program?
It's like a lifestyle. It's like you
just change your
lifestyle.
But the exercise and all of that, don't you start off like the first month like with less and then you get more? Like,
I guess for me, like, I'm already at like a good level of fitness, so I've just like jumped right into it.
Yeah.
But basically, she has different styles of workouts. And so like the strength training workouts are 28 minutes long and they're 4 circuits that are 7 minutes long.
Do you do them at your house?
You can do it at home or at the gym. I've been doing it at the gym. So the first circuit has 4 exercises and you go through and you do them as many times as you can in 7 minutes. And then you go to circuit 2, same thing, and then back to circuit 1 and then circuit 2. And it is mentally such an easy workout because 7 minutes is over in a fucking flash.
Yeah,
right? And so there's like arms, there's legs, there's full body, and then there's a couple days where you do, you know, you just like go for a run for 45 minutes. But so I love the exercise component of it. And then the eating, like the nutrition part of it, is really, really fantastic also. And so she gives you your meal plan for every day, like for a week at a time. And she gives you a full shopping list. The app is like so, it's so good.
I just am actually downloading the app right now.
I love it. And like awesome. Just her methodologies for eating makes sense. I know she lives in Australia. But if you're ever in New York, Kayla, we'd love to have you on the show.
So the app for everyone listening, it's called Sweat with Kayla.
It's awesome. I downloaded it about a month ago and I've done probably 2 weeks worth of exercise and I'm
like
following,
you feel a change.
I like see a change.
That's
too
awesome.
A lot of it is based in the nutrition. I really firmly believe.
Well,
that
yeah, I think that the best thing anyone ever told me are abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah. And so she eats really clean, but it's not like a restrictive diet. There's carbohydrates, but it's all, you know, 100% whole wheat, or it's brown rice. There's like different kinds of like chicken and fish. It's really, really good. So like I have not felt hungry or like I'm like desirous of food ever. So I have sort of like, I really like it. I don't know. Cause I used to be like a class junkie and like go to all these classes and like definitely see improvement and see changes. But I feel like for years I've been looking for that one thing that really will like get me beyond, you know, sort of like my plateau, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like this is actually working.
Cool.
And so I really, really like it. And I'm not, you don't have to kill yourself to do it.
That's
which
great.
Is like really nice.
This is a great thing to have in 2016.
Right.
And we are only going to see more change in 2016.
I know. Anyway, one of my goals in 2016 is to like really, you know, be focused on, you know, eating healthfully for health. I had an interesting 2015.
Why?
Well, it was good. I met my boyfriend, who I love.
When did you meet him?
In February.
Got it.
So I was like spiraling single girl at the beginning of the year.
I remember.
And like doing stupid stuff. Not stupid, but like, you know.
Being a single girl,
but being like a desperate single girl where I was like
going on dates.
No, not even that. Like really putting myself in like bad situations with guys, like allowing myself to stay way longer than I should
you
have.
Allowing yourself to be treated poorly by men just because you thought maybe they would like change or come around as opposed to right away being like, nope, I deserve more.
Exactly.
Which I think it's a huge problem that all
women
deal
with. Yeah, I
do that
all the time.
Totally. That was my pattern for the past like couple years. And then I started seeing a great holistic therapist who was like, hold up, you need to set boundaries. You need to be honest. You need to have open conversations with these guys. And I started doing that and I found the love of my life. And like, I feel totally different about, you know, my relationship with men now.
I just think so many people really struggle with like the vulnerability aspect of like actually being honest and open and like real with how you feel.
Well, it's really hard because you're afraid that they're going to leave right away.
Yeah. Right. Of course. Or that like you say something and God forbid it's like not mutual.
Right. Yeah. I guess what I learned is that there's power in vulnerability. There's
power
in, you know, saying you're upset, you know, or that your feelings are hurt. There's a lot of power.
There's
in
also
that.
Like, because you want to know, staying true to yourself, is there's power in that, because you'll feel confident. You know what I mean? You're like, this is my decision. This right. is how I feel. Like, you can either react in a positive way to it. And if you react in a poor way, then like, bye, I don't need you anyway. You know what I mean?
Right. And like, relationships are about compromise, right? So, yeah. you know, both people have to come to the table and have to agree. One person might have to like move a little bit to the left or right to make it work. But if you're willing to have like an open, honest conversation with somebody about like what it is that you're looking for, then I think, you know, you'll be way more successful. Like when Chris and I met on our very first date, he asked me straight up. He was like, so what's like the deal with you? Are you like, you know, looking for it to be in a relationship? Or are you like just dating a bunch of people? And for the first time in my life, you guys, on a date, I told the truth.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, honestly, I've dated a lot and I'm really ready to like be in a serious relationship. And
where was your first date?
We went to what's that bar underneath that farm to table restaurant on Broome?
Oh, Chalk Point.
Oh, yeah.
You went to
that bar underneath Chalk Point Kitchen.
I was actually just there the other day.
Yeah, anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Why am I blanking on the name?
I don't know. But that's where we had our first date. And we just had drinks. And then we both had plans afterwards. And I actually had a dinner to go to. And he actually had a dinner to go to. So it was actually a great first date. Because, like, an open-ended first date, I think, can sometimes be a mistake.
I mean, that is my biggest problem with first dates. Is, like, if I get along with you, like, I'll hang out with you all night.
Right, it's like 7
that's,
hours.
Like, not a
handy
good
bar.
Move.
Handy bar. Yeah, handy liquor bar. Yeah. And so on our first date, I just, like, told him the truth. And that was in February. And so, like, that was, like, really when stuff started to change for me, you know, with guys, like for the first time ever. Well, with one guy who like I love and want to be with forever. So that was sort of like the start of my year. And then I was really focused on work this year. You know, the blog did really mm-hmm. well. We won the Blog Love and Award. And then at the end of the year, emotionally, it got really tough for me. It sort of like fell apart. And I'm sort of like picking up the pieces now, but starting to feel a lot better. And turns out, guys, like mental illness is real.
Yeah, very, very, very
real.
Like so fucking real.
I know. I mean,
like depression is real. Anxiety is real. So, you know, I've been experiencing some of these things lately and just like coming out the other side. And I didn't even think I was going to like talk about it on the podcast today, but I think it's important to like acknowledge for everybody who's listening, who's like going through something like that. Like it's really common and it's like, you're not alone
for sure.
Yeah, and no one is alone in those feelings of anxiety and depression and all of the craziness that can happen inside your brain where you really feel like you're the only person on the face of the earth that
and
feels
I think
that way.
The other important thing to like know about that too is like, if you are experiencing like depression or, you know, you feel like really alone and you just don't know what to do about it, like for some people it's just a phase. For some people it's, you know, it'll be their whole life that they'll have to deal with that. But like the most important thing is just going and getting help and talking to someone and admitting it and not being afraid, because you're not alone at all.
Right? I definitely think that this year I would like to see a therapist again. I like saw a therapist after my mom died, and I was like seeing that therapist for a year, and then I kind of just stopped because it was one of those things where like every time I would go, I would just cry like mm-hmm. kind of uncontrollably yeah. for an hour, and I would leave kind of feeling, like just exhausted and like it hadn't really done that much for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that, you know, in March, it'll be 4 years since my mom died. I feel like I'm at such a different place personally that, like, the help that I need now is just, like,
to move forward.
It's, like, to move forward. And I also need to allow myself to be, like, emotionally available.
Yeah, right?
Because
definitely.
I have a tendency to just, like, shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Not with my friends, but with, like, any kind of like love situation, I just shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't even let it. Like I'm dating a guy right now who I just recently started seeing, and I really, really like him, but there's just this part of me that just wants to, like, just stop.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's when you're afraid, because you know that if you keep going, you'll be vulnerable.
Right. And I just have this bad attitude where I'm like, and it's, like, not even true, you know? I'm like, oh, you're probably just going to cheat on me, or, oh, you're probably just going to, like, end up being an asshole, or, oh, you're probably just going to be this, that, and the other. And, like, that's really unfair to do, too, because he's actually just, like, the nicest guy in the world. And and, like, that's shitty for someone to assume that. So, anyway, I think that I need to start going to see a therapist in 2016 again. I don't want to feel that way.
I go through phases. Like, sometimes I'll go, like, 5 times for, like, 5 weeks, and then I won't go for, like, a year. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that, you know, the misconception with therapy is people think that once they start, they have to do it forever, and you really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go, you learn something new. I stopped going because I was like, I'm sick of talking about myself.
I know. I
you know what I mean? Like, these aren't real problems. Like, what am I talking about?
I just don't think that, like, anyone should ever. It's so hard, but, like, you shouldn't feel embarrassed. If you're going through it and, like, you're feeling anxious and depressed and all this stuff, like, if you talk about it and if you become open about it, you'll be surprised how many people are, like, in the same boat as you.
Right. It's so interesting because I feel like so much right now in the world with, like, Instagram and everything, everyone's trying to put out this, like, image that they're perfect. You know what I mean? Their hair's perfect. Their makeup's, like, you know, on right. They're, like, wearing the right outfit.
Right.
Perfect, all of
perfect,
that.
Perfect.
And it's sort of like,
fuck all of you.
Yeah. No, that's, like, not real. You know what I mean? Like, what's real is, like, you standing in front of someone being honest and open, you know what I mean? And I think that the more that, like, people actually put out, like, the real version of themselves and talk about themselves in a real way, like, the better your life will be, because, like, that's all fake, you know?
Yeah. You guys, I think that we would have been all way better off without the internet.
Well, I was
like,
talking to,
if the internet was never invented, like, the world would be a way better place.
I was talking to my aunt the other day about, like, getting over people and breaking up. And I was like, and she was saying, you know, when they would break up, that was it. Like, you broke up and that was it.
And you never see them again.
Yeah, like, maybe you ran into them, but, like, their, like, life and their relationship and this person wasn't just, like, available at your fingertips whenever you felt like torturing yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I can go on Instagram and look at my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend and just, like, torture myself if I want.
Yeah, I know, but that's so, you can't do that.
I know, but that my whole point is that, like, that's just immediately available to you. You know what I mean? And it's like, they're still homies with all of your homies, and they're all posting photos together when you're not there. Then you're like, then it's compounded.
Right.
So then, like, on your Instagram, if you follow your friends and that shit is ripping your heart out, because so oftentimes seeing that stuff really fucking hurts, what are you going to do? Unfollow all of them? No.
I mean, you know? When my ex and I broke up, I unfollowed him and, like, a few of his friends that I didn't really care about, and I didn't really give a shit about it. I was like, I don't care if they think I'm crazy. Like, I only care about myself, and I need to move on.
Yeah.
It's like, eh, so fuck whatever. You fuckers,
like, goodbye. I think, honestly, like, if you can't, if you're seeing something in your feed that's, like, messing with you, then hide that shit, or, like, don't, or unfollow that person. Like,
I know.
Who cares? Like, no one needs to be cool. You know
Again,
what I mean?
Again, this just goes to the all-encompassing resolution for 2016 is just fucking, like, taking care of yourself and, like, loving yourself a little more.
Yeah,
for sure. Definitely.
I have a word for 2016.
Let's hear it.
My word is authenticity.
Ooh, I like that.
I have another saying.
Let's hear.
It's a French saying, but I'll give you the English translation. Perfect is the enemy of the good.
Ooh,
that's a good one, right?
Yeah,
I like all of this.
Yeah,
I guess mine is just like, fuck it, it's not that big of a deal.
We're all gonna die.
No,
well,
just
this
kidding.
Has been a really uplifting episode.
Yeah, we're all like,
my life motto is this is it. But that's true.
No,
this is it.
Well,
like,
you know
you're
what
in
it
the
is?
Moment.
Life
what
is
what
fucking really short. And the older we get, the more I can't.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we also need to be good to our sex lives and live it up in our sex lives as well. So let's move on to some sexploration.
Yes.
And today we were discussing bold sex moves, how to be bold in the bedroom.
I just did a bold thing the other night.
Let's hear it, Greta.
I, like, requested.
You made a request?
It's
Greta's,
like,
getting
damn.
Nervous.
I like asked to be called a name, which is very weird for me.
Get it.
Mommy?
I didn't ask to
mommy,
be called.
Mommy.
I was just like,
kidding.
It was really, this is really embarrassing, but I was, like, a little drunk,
yeah.
Which is probably why
don't blame it on the alcohol, girl. You're older than that.
But for some reason, I really just wanted to hear that I was, I'm like blushing. I really wanted to hear that I was a good girl.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That's a bold sex move.
Call me a good girl.
Yeah. Yeah, weird, huh?
Well, I think that that's really great that you're asking for what you want, because I feel like as women, a lot of women, when they are with men, don't really like ask for their needs to be taken care of. And it's really great that you did that.
I know, I don't know where it gets turned on by that.
I think so, too. I mean, I get turned on when guys tell me what they like.
Yeah, me too. For sure.
It's like you want to know.
Unless it's some shit that I don't like.
You're like, unless you're like, no, bro, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it's like getting like a peek inside. Like, it was like...
Yeah, everyone's good. A freak at the end of the day. So yeah. It's like, why not just do it? And I did it and I said it and I was like, what? I didn't even know that I ever had that desire. You know, it just came upon me.
Yeah. And then how did it go?
And then I said it and then it happened and I was like really turned on and it was great.
Amazing.
So what about you guys?
I think I need to have more sex in 2016.
I agree.
I get a little nervous.
You want to go to Pound Town more often?
Yeah. No, I think that I just...
Want to ride the D train?
Yeah. To Coney Island.
I think that, you know, I don't... I've never had a one-night stand,
ride
guys.
The D to Coney Island.
I get it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Never had a one-night stand. Not that I want to have a one-night stand, but, you know, I always...
But you could.
I take my time with men, but I think that, you know, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'll mix it up a little this year.
You feel a little frisky?
Maybe. We'll see.
I like that. 2016 is the year of Jilly getting frisky.
I like calling and going to Pound Town.
I'm frisky with people that I date, but I just like, are people that I'm like comfortable with. You know, I'm all about being comfortable. But then I also think that it's like, why do something if I'm not comfortable? But
yeah, maybe you definitely it's like, shouldn't
maybe
do
it's like pushing the boundaries of like being more comfortable in certain situations that I wasn't normally comfortable in, because I feel like that will help progress me as like a human.
The only way you're going to get comfortable is by moving through your discomfort and like facing it head on.
So yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll have more casual sex.
But if you have a fantasy to like have sex with a guy who's like kind of random, that's like fine. And you should explore that.
It's true.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that? Everybody does that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that me as a person, I don't really have random sex.
Do you not have random sex because you just have no interest, or do you not have random sex because it feels like too unsure or something like that?
I'm just more comfortable having sex with people that I know and that I know that I like.
Wow, you do? That's so weird.
The people that, like, I don't know, that respect me and that I'm afraid of, like, I think sleeping with strangers and feeling, like, bad or something.
Yeah.
It's, like, a weird, I don't know.
No, I mean, look,
I don't know if I don't want to sleep with them because I'm going to feel bad about myself, or I don't know if I don't want to sleep with them because I don't feel comfortable. Who knows what it is?
Mm-hmm. Definitely had my fair share of times where I've been like, you know, didn't need to do that. But it's nothing that I would ever beat myself up over.
No. I mean, you should never be ashamed about sex.
No.
It's part of life.
Lo, do you have any sex goals? You have, like, a good thing going right now. You have, like, a really loving, great relationship.
Yes, but you can always make a relationship spicier.
I don't really have that many complaints, y'all.
That's good.
No bold moves that you want to try for 2016?
No role play, little dress up in a costume.
No, you don't want to add any whips to your bedroom?
Be a schoolgirl.
Get tied up.
Dress up like a chef.
Cook naked.
Bring food into the bedroom.
Watch anime porn.
You guys are so cute.
All right, well, Lo doesn't want to share about her boldness.
It's just prod Lo.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, now you guys know the weird thing that I requested to be called.
Never mind.
In what?
I was going to say in 2015, but it's 2016.
Yeah, in 2016. Oh, I hate it when that happens. You know what? Right? Like, you don't actually get used to writing down the 16 till it's like... March.
Yeah, do you remember
guys,
in
I
school
still write 2014. Like,
school,
I'm not even...
when you'd have to, like, date your papers every day, and I'd be like, oh, man, it's actually 2007.
Do you remember being, like, in high school, though, and New Year's Eve in high school? That was, like, a thing.
For sure. I definitely, like, one year, like, wore a crown and, like, a hot pink dress.
Wait, before we sign off for today,
okay.
Does anyone have, like, a best New Year's Eve ever story?
Oh, fuck. No.
Oh, no. I have some good ones.
One time on New Year's Eve, I was in Vegas with my ex-boyfriend, and I told him that I wanted to see other people.
That's bold. Talk about a bold move for the new year.
I was like, I gotta start this year fresh. That was sort of sad because then I cried and he was like, what the fuck? Why are you breaking up with me on New Year's Eve?
Do you remember that one time? I think we were freshmen in high school and you, me, Britton, and maybe Lauren.
Oh, yeah. We wore silk pajamas.
Yeah.
Went to Wahoo's Fish Tacos. And I got everyone slippers. Really cool slippers that they were like wood or grass woven slippers with different color bows on them.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we're going to like go to Wahoo's, get in our pajamas and get this like great fish tacos and then like go watch a movie. And we ran into all these older girls.
Yeah.
And they were like, what are these kids doing?
But yeah, like, you know what? They were like going out. It was New Year's Eve and we're freshmen. Like, and we were like, we're just having a pajama party at Jill's house.
The thing that annoys me so much about high school in that sense is like, you like when you're that young or whatever, you should be a kid for as long as you want. Like,
totally.
There's plenty of years for me to like drink and do whatever the fuck I want. And it's like when you're 14 and then you see like the older girls and they're mean to you for like going in your pajamas. And it's like, bros, like just let me be, because like I can do that for like in 10 years.
Just let me be 13, man.
Let me be 13.
The year before that was the year 2000. And I was like a little kid and like hanging out with my parents in the neighborhood.
You
know what I mean?
I mean,
I still hang out with my parents. Parents in the neighborhood.
Yeah, me too.
When I was like maybe six, I had New Year's Eve at my uncle's house, and it was me and my sister and my two cousins who I'm very close with. And he, instead of dropping, we were going to drop a physical apple from the ceiling, but instead we dropped a banana.
Wait, why?
Because it was
like
just
the ball
like,
drops.
Like the ball
on
drops.
Oh,
you know, it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
That thing. So we had the banana drop, and we always, and I just remember being 6 years old thinking that like us dropping a banana at midnight was the funniest thing I'd
That's
ever
so
heard.
Cool. That's funny.
Amazing. I know. New Year's Eve outfits are the funniest.
What was another?
We wore the same dress 1 year, Jill. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah,
we
did
were
do
in
that.
San Diego.
That was a fun New Year's. We spent New Year's in San Diego, and Lo and I both had the same dress, and we were both like, we're not. I was like, I'm not changing. I was like, I'm not changing.
Did you guys know that you had the same dress?
You spilled a drink on my head that night. Do you remember that? You spilled a drink on me.
Oh, my God, Jill
was so pissy about us wearing the same dress.
It was not about the dress.
Jilly, that is like some She's All That moves.
I cannot believe I poured a drink on you.
You did. Do you remember?
I do now, but it didn't have anything to do with the dress.
Yeah, I
wow,
think it did.
You guys, that's drama.
That's so funny. I haven't even thought about that since I poured a drink on your head.
And then we went to the club.
Where were you guys? Were you
I poured a drink on your head at the club. And
no.
We went to Cabo the next day.
No,
so
no,
we
no.
were fine.
No,
but
no.
You were in San Diego, sorry.
San Diego.
We were like
we went
at this weird hotel thing first, and then we went to the club. And it was at the weird hotel thing
that I poured
that
a drink.
You poured a drink on
what
me.
What kind of
was
drink?
Was it on purpose?
Yeah, you were mad about something.
What kind
was
of drink?
It was the dress.
It was like a cranberry vodka.
Whoa, it was colored.
I don't know.
Are you the only person that I've ever, like, beat up?
Maybe.
Oh, my God, Jilly.
Not beat up, but I just mean,
like, that is
got,
like what you do to guys who cheat on you, not what you do to your girlfriends.
I know, but don't worry.
She
we made up. We made up
something.
After that, and then we went to Cabo.
You guys, can
and then
talk
we went
about
to Cabo.
New Year's
that
Eve
is,
kisses?
No, I cannot believe you brought that. I'm really sorry. You can pour a drink on my head this
that's
year.
That's okay. I don't need to.
New Year's Eve kisses. That's the last thing, and then we can sign off.
New Year's Eve kisses. My New Year's Eve kiss this year was pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's your man's.
Yeah.
My New Year's Eve kiss this year was pretty good, too. It was chilly.
So you think, Greta? I like to keep my secrets. All right, well, I hope that everyone had a wonderful New Year's Eve, and we are so happy to be starting 2016 in your ears, in your headphones, it's on your iTunes.
In your cars.
Yeah. And we have so many good guests this year.
We do. And thank you guys so much. Oh, yeah. And our Lady Levin this week is Lo Bosworth and Greta Tidelman.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Surprise.
Wait, that's so weird because my Lady Levin this week was Jilly Hendricks and Lo Bosworth.
And Lo...
I mean,
I was like, mine was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking of Hillary this week.
I know,
week.
She's great. Aww. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. And we will see you
next week. Well, you'll
hear
us
next week. Bye.
See ya.